Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Diamond on 6-6-2014, and this is a special call. I just got off of Missy Hill's Galactic Earth Fusion show with Franco Di Nicolo, and he did a meditation activation. I call it Community Unity Raising Our Vibration. It's only 10 minutes long. I wanted to say Franco Di Nicolo. That's Franco D-E Nicola, N-I-C-O-L-A. Go to francodinicola.com if you want to learn more. And he has under it oneness consciousness. We're all in it together, and we truly are. So without delay, let me just give our phones. You can find Missy on Blog Talk Radio, and then put in the search bar Galactic Earth Fusion. You will find her there, her Blog Talk show. And for the Diamond Show, you can find it on Diamonds with an S Forever 31.blogspot.com. At the top of the blog, there's directions how to get to the Diamond Show on Saturday and Thursday evenings for the news. All right, without delay, here we go. This is about 10 minutes long. Sorry for the delay. Here we go.
Well, they're choosing to participate. What we're going to do is just find yourself in a comfortable space, even though you're not going to have time to go find the ideal space at this point. Wherever you are, just close your eyes, and we're going to bring our attention to the breath. And the purpose of putting attention on the breath is to shift our consciousness into the movement of energy in our body. So each time you breathe, you're going to feel the sensation of the air coming into your body. As you exhale, you feel the sensation of the air leaving your body. So that means the expansion, the contraction in your lungs. You're going to feel the flowing of the air through the nose and mouth or whatever way you're making the most. But each time we do that, as we breathe in, you're bringing in the energy. So we're going to call forth all the energies in the collective consciousness that is of the highest order, that is best suited for each and every individual that is participating at this time. But at the same time, we're combining each other right now. And even if you're listening to this on the podcast at a later date, that you are still connecting. So we're creating this connection with everybody right now. So whoever joins us afterwards will be part of this whole. So you are now sharing with one another. So each breath, we're taking in the consciousness that we are all sharing. As we exhale, we're going to do two things. We're going to release everything that no longer serves, any tension, tightness, any beliefs, stories, programs, any intensities and energies within our body that no longer serves, we release. And we also release our own consciousness to be shared with others. And our consciousness will be the highest form of what we've taken in. And all we're doing is just breathing in and out. And as we continue to breathe in and out, going deeper and deeper and allowing ourselves to flow into this very beautiful pool of energy. This pool of energy that we're opening up right now is the pool of energy of higher level of consciousness. This is the pool of energy of sourceness itself. It's the pool of energy of all the beautiful souls that have come together to create this beautiful energy field that supports the transformation, expansion of our humanness. And as we're going into this pool of energy, we're allowing this energy to flow through every part of our body, into our mind, and it's also into our soul. And it's going to be a beautiful movement of in and out. And as we are in this beautiful pool, all we're doing is focusing on the breath. Should any thoughts come along, just let them come and let them go. We're flowing. We're neutral. So as we are in this beautiful pool, we're allowing our true state to come through. We're bringing forth. We're calling forth our natural state. We call forth for each and every one of us as we support each other. We call forth our natural state of unconditional love. And unconditional love is our natural state where we are one with all. We see the perfection of all. We see how we are the creator. We see how we are our own creation. We see the perfection of our own creation and the observation of our creation. This is all that we bring forth through our unconditional love. We see each and every one of us a beautiful facet of who we are. We see each and every one of us beautiful facets playing roles with one another. We see that we are supporting one another no matter what role we're playing. We're bringing that into our consciousness. We're bringing that into every cell of our body. We're bringing in that in our collective consciousness as we do so. We also at this time, as we tap into this beautiful field of sourceness, we also allow our natural state of neutrality to come through. And our neutrality is flow. Our neutrality is seeing the whole. Our neutrality is seeing our completion. Our neutrality is opening all barriers, taking down all restrictions, all limits, reducing all and releasing all of the confinements that we've created, all the definitions we've created, all the possibilities of role harnessing that we've created. We dissolve it. We allow our neutral state, our complete fluid state, where it does not have any polarization, where it actually dances with everything, where it sees the whole in everything, where it's ready to play with all existence while being in a human form. And the human form no longer is confined in itself. It is a field of energy that flows with the expanding consciousness, the expanding energy, and the source essence within ourselves. And through that, we feel the natural state of peace. Our peace is the oneness. Our peace is the unconditional love. The peace is the neutrality. Knowing that all creation is perfection. All creation is an opportunity of growth, expansion, and experiencing. Each creation is of our own creation. Each creation is created by ourselves or collectively with our beautiful other facets of self. And we utilize each creation, each moment, each opportunity to accentuate, to expand, to dissolve, to do whatever is for a higher service. We now call forth each and every one of us to bring our souls to come through. We choose to use our superconscious. We choose to use our oversouls. We choose to bring that into our body. We choose that to bring into our consciousness. We bring it into our mind, being our subconscious mind and our conscious mind, utilizing other resources at this time in our disposal so that we can play and create new realities, these new realities of our own freedom, because we are now creating as the essence of creator that we are. We are now bringing into our consciousness who we truly are. We are the creator itself. We are the source itself having this particular human experience. And our particular human experience is not confined. It is not defined any longer. We're removing all of that. We are itself an open platform having a human experience. And we are free to modify and adjust the human experience, to modify and adjust the human body projection, the light realms around it, our environment around us, and also all that we play with all the playmates. We are all giving a fully open platform in that respect. As we are in that state, we see the grander aspect of who we are. We are becoming one with all. We invite all our beautiful brother, sister souls that we are feeling in harmony and balance with because we are in a frequency that either supports and expands us or we are in a complete harmonious frequency. We're bringing all of that in. As we bring that in, we now exchange, we share, we grow with one another, supporting. There is no facet of us that is not complete. There's no facet of us that does not accentuate our facet of who we are. As we bring all of that at this point, we now command, bind, purge, and release all that no longer serves. All programs, all belief systems, all archaic thought forms. We also release all emotional charges. We release all negative, dark, polarized energies. We release all entities. We release all fragmented souls. We release all that as confined as agreements, cords, strands. We release all encodements that we've taken on that no longer serves, that come from food, water, air, through the different energy fields that have been transmitted on the planet including the moon and all the other alignment planets that have emanated something that has supported the polarization. We're clearing all of that, and it all depends on each one what we are ready to clear. We see perfection in all of it. As we're bringing in ourselves into this state of beingness at this time, as we clear all of that, we're clearing it because we're releasing it that no longer serves. We're allowing the new us to come through. The new us is pure potentiality. The new us is fluidity. The new us is neutral. The new us is playful. The new us is the creator essence in a conscious state, creating beautiful opportunities to express and experience in a human form on a human planet. And even that is, all of it is just an energy field. We now work with the energy field. And together right now, we emanate a beautiful, powerful beam of light throughout the whole planet of unconditional love, of neutrality, of peace. And we affect every single soul on the planet, every facet of the planet. We affect nature, animal kingdom, oceanic kingdom, all of it. And we create an alignment. We welcome all facets of ourselves. We welcome all that is. And we no longer categorize, confine, or anything. As we are in this state, we look at anything and everything that we have taken on and held on and defined ourselves with that no longer serves, and we let that go with great love, with great peace, knowing that we are just moving into the new chapter of our creation. We are moving into fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. Therefore, we're letting go bit by bit all that no longer serves, all that reflects third dimensional consciousness. And us that are already in fourth, that are no longer using, realizing fourth, will allow all the fourth to be released, opening up space for fifth dimensional consciousness. As we release, our energy vibrates and increases. So we are allowing the vibration within ourselves to increase. Our energy body, our bodies itself, to become more crystalline, to allow a fuller spectrum of light to flow through us. The energies will support us and continue to let us go. As we are in this state, we are allowing this process to continue for the next 24 or 36 hours, depending on what is necessary for us. But right now, being that we are going through this beautiful transformation, we are welcoming all that serves. There is nothing to fear, nothing to restrict, nothing to protect ourselves. We open ourselves to the highest vibration, the highest consciousness, the highest energies that support our new path, our new beingness, and that is so. While we're in this state, we are going to bring ourselves back into the body. Therefore, I now call forth, as we are stepping back into the body, we're connecting mind, body, and soul. We're activating, giving ourselves permission to navigate through the superconscious, which is our soul. We're also giving ourselves permission to beautify and utilize all connections that we have to our twin soul, our soul families, to the souls on the planet, to the souls off planet, to the souls that are supporting ourselves in the galactic and in the universe, and the soul itself being the one soul of sourceness itself. And we are accessing ourselves or giving ourselves up permission to access all of that, and that is so. As we bring ourselves back into the body, each breath, we are now bringing ourselves to the conscious state of being in a body, but we're allowing the body to be in its natural state, which is an ease, where it's completely fluid, completely flowing, feeling the lightness, because we are a light body. We're allowing that light body to come through. And to facilitate, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, we bring ourselves fully back into the body, wide awake, feeling good, feeling healthy, feeling the way we'd feel after having a beautiful, powerful, restful, meditative sleep, and also completely infused with love, light, and peace, which is our natural state. 1, 2, 3, at the count of 5, bring ourselves fully in the body, wide awake, feeling good, feeling healthy, feeling the way we feel after having a beautiful, restful, peaceful sleep, completely energized, completely infused with love, light, and peace. 4, 5, as we bring ourselves back into the body, whenever it's comfortable, we can open our eyes and just look at our new environment around us. We are now wide awake, feeling good, feeling healthy, feeling the way we feel after having a restful, peaceful sleep, completely infused with love, light, and peace. Our world is our playground. Our world is our schoolyard. Our world is of our creation. The world is flexible, and the world is a reflection of our state of being. We are a new state of being, and we reflect everything anew. and so we are. So go out and play and have some fun.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. Awesome. Wow. Now we're just going to go into